Inside Jeff Moulton's South Broad Ripple House is a museum's worth of classic arcade games like Pac-Man, an Elvira pinball machine, Centipede, and Donkey Kong. The machines crowd the living room and overflow into the dining room and kitchen.
So yeah, when you get started here, it's just, you know, Super Mario Bros.
The only difference is that this is the arcade version, and so they actually put in some way harder levels in this.
Moulton and his team aren't just collecting the vintage games. They're hoping to share them with the city as they prepare to launch Indy's first retro arcade bar, Tapper's Arcade. Moulton and Tapper's game guru Aaron Miller are building their business idea as they continue to work their day jobs, but they're not complaining.
We all work full-time.
Yeah.
In fact, my business partner Austin works crazy amounts of hours. He's putting in 75 hours this week. We're just extremely motivated and dedicated to this idea that it is a second job.
Pretty much.
You know, yeah. And so we don't really have any time to do much else at the moment. But it's a labor of love, you know. It's just a proof of how much we want this to happen.
Moulton and Miller are video game enthusiasts with a passion for gaming that goes way back.
More than anything, I was a Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis junkie. Even in like middle school and high school, I was researching and playing some of the older stuff that was older than me.
I was a Sega kid growing up, and I would play a lot of Sonic the Hedgehog. But the games that I would always come back to were games that were very, very arcade-ish in nature, like very short bursts of excitement type of experiences, you know, like things that you can basically just pick up and play anywhere. You don't have to actually sit down and invest time like with a role-playing game or something like that. Like those quick arcade type experiences were the ones that I was always after when I was a kid.
Along with the usual day-to-day business of running a bar, Moulton and his crew will also be responsible for keeping the arcade games, some more than 30 years old, in working order. How did they learn to do that?
YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of YouTube, a lot of forums like the Killer List of Video Games and the Vintage Arcade Preservation Society.
I mean, the internet's like just rife with information.
Right.
It's an insane source.
Similar arcades have opened in Chicago and St. Louis, and now Moulton and Miller say it's time for Indy to join in the fun.
It's also just kind of like a whole retro, almost like preservation. A lot of the classic video games and pinballs that you don't find anywhere will now be accessible to anyone that wants to play them.
When you put people in front of a game where there's like, you know, there's friendly competition involved, there's challenges involved, and mm-hmm. I think that's an experience that you can't really get at another nightclub or bar in town right now.
Combining video games with craft beer is still a dream for Moulton and his group. They're in the middle of an Indiegogo crowdsourcing fundraising campaign to bring in capital for their idea. Moulton says that when the games are moved from his house to the planned arcade, he won't enjoy the quiet. He'll just bring in more games. I'm Melissa Davis for 90.1 WFYI News.